Welcome back to G2MSP, everyone. I am your host, E-Stew, known as Elijah. Where today, this episode is 69, which we are really close to 100. I am so happy we're close to 100. We haven't been this close, but we're really close, so I'm so happy. So today's topic is about Pokemon. Let's just go with Pokemon, shall we? Pokemon's awesome. Pokemon is wonderful. All the different kinds of Pokemon games have been created. Like the newest one, which is Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I think. I'm pretty sure it's Scarlet and Violet. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Let's do.
I
mean, you could do things like that. But you could also do. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet are the newest Pokemons out there. And yes, we do a lot of stuff, and we kind of do defend it and breathe in on it and do stuff like that. Knowing that, but we do stuff how we progress on it and how we take it in the way that we know, or in the way that we need to know on how to have been done, or how it's progressing in our lifetime. Knowing this can be wonderful and difficult to do in life. Doing this in life is going to be hard, challenging, but above all, amazing and wonderful. With Pokemon comes with new characters, new challenges, and new hopes and dreams for characters to be played. As long as with knowing what is out there. But it's Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is a very high tense Pokemon game, and here is about it. So here we go. Knowing this can be outtaken and breathtaking. So here we go.
Neither of us caught that until this time watching. Yeah. Oh, that's what those were. So yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to watch the last one? Because
it's
not even long as
long as. No, it's honestly, I was like,
it's the last.
Of all, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet have received the two solid with the few. At the point of their opponents, and the Wikipedia books found the excellent form. I thought of the game had the one of the best, so those are the Pokemon in the game. This all the only concern of it. That is Pokemon Scarlet and Violet worth it? I'll say yes. Because I love Pokemon.
I saw after this episode came out, I saw Amy was like, I was talking to him and said,
hold on, you guys will get it in 2 minutes, but.
It's like, we made a little bit.
Don't worry, you will know. If you know me. Okay, here we go again. Lost card, it is always a lot of visibility in the past. I saw my name in the computer protects after one of the events in the day. And a couple of days after you could score to disappear, and then practically everything would come. Yeah, I'll hold up that for you guys.
Yeah, that's, there you go.
They don't
be clipping.
Yeah,
that's good. See, that was 52 minutes. This one's 41. It's actually more like 35. Yeah, because it was all the extra stuff.
What has become of Dr. Pershing?
Dr. Pershing was captured by the New Republic.
You hailed Pershing and were attempting your own experiments on Havana.
The creation of clones is your
knowing this can be very faking and somewhat available to you. Multiple things in Pokemon world. We know how things are made and how it's with it. But as we regard all the stuff that we know about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, it's pretty slim. I mean, the rating is low, but we, like me personally, I don't really care because I will play it anyways and I will enjoy it. So even though it's fun, I will enjoy it no matter what because it's a fun game. I love Pokemon and I'll play it no matter what is gonna happen or what's gonna bring. I'll play it no matter what, because bringing this game to an extension is fun, but it can have its downfalls and an up faults, and that kind of gets in the best of knowing what you can or can't do in life. And doing things in life can become decent, but not decent enough. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is really, let's just say Scarlet and Violet, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is quite interesting and not even decent in the differences of it and the ratings. It's kind of like one of those games that you're like, oh, okay, there's something that actually happens, but we're not gonna let it get the down of us because we kind of build up to it succeed in our lives by regarding what we see or what we progress in our lifetime. So, knowing stuff, we can progress in our lives by saying disregards what we do in our lives, and knowing what we do is something that we can or can't do as we go along with a lifetime, and knowing that we can progress in life, we can exceed the knife. We know what we are doing when we come to these games. We are receiving the games while as we play it, knowing that we play it with knowledge and knowing that, okay, we got this, we can play it, we can do a lot of stuff. Yes, we can. Knowing that we got almost a lot of games for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, we have a decent need to go above and beyond to learn about all these Pokemon, all these games, and knowing that these different kinds of Pokemon, the weaknesses, the types, and every single thing, we can know to bring it and draw it in to these things. And kind of bring it in. But not knowing how it progresses in life, we know how we progress in life. We know how we do it. We know how it's done. Now, knowing this is above and the greatest thing. But you can also realistic onto it to kind of default it. But when things go up, some things have to come down in order to kind of disregard and scramble amongst our games. But the Pokemon's going further, it kind of did that, it went up, but then it kind of defaulted down and plummeted to the earth and hit headlock. But it's still a good game. I haven't played it, but I'm gonna play it, and I want to play Scarlet and Violet, and I've heard it's a good game. So, by all, I've heard it's a good game. I'm definitely gonna play it. You guys could decide if you want to play it, yes or not, or whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as you know how to do it just how you want it to be. Choose the types of Pokemon you want to do. Choose your starters. Know what you guys are doing. Know the absolute way that you are starting it, not finishing it. Knowing that it can be left or right, up and down, not knowing that you are putting all of your work and time into playing this video game, because you can pretty much do all sorts of interesting and fun and cool stuff with it. Knowing that you have this amazing, wonderful, and breathtaking game. So it's above all greatest, most wonderfulest game ever. Knowing that you guys can or can't do is up to you. You choose this one. You choose the Pokemon you want to collect. You choose who you want to upgrade. You choose who you want to level up. You choose all the things. And you also choose if you want to face jams, be a gym leader, all these different kinds of things are training. It's up to you to decide what you want to do in this here Pokemon game. And not knowing what you can or can't aggress in life by knowing what it is in the level of ranks and ratings, even though that does require some attend to, and that is something you do sometimes look at. I particularly look at stuff like that. I know that most of the things are in that format as well. Some of the stuff has to be kind of out there and is something that's still different. As we can progress and see, we see something in our life that doesn't always happen. But as we grow, we see more than one thing than ever before. We can like progress, grow, do stuff. We are seeing this in these Pokemon lives time as we play these Pokemon games. Along with Scarlet and Violet, we are playing these Pokemon games and stuff, and knowing that this is fun. This is where it's at. This is where it should be. And knowing that can bring happiness, fun, and excitement to what we do, the games we play, such as Pokemon. Any Pokemon game, but the Pokemon game that I'm pretty sure I'm telling you guys about, and if you guys want to play it or have already played it, it's Scarlet and Violet. If you already played it, great. If you haven't and you want to, I will say go for it.
go for it and play it. Because it's the most wonderfulest,
I feel like it's the most wonderfulest missing game ever
from what I've heard from people who have played it.
Knowing that you can go above and beyond of what you do and not disregard on what you don't do. That being said, you guys have to up game your game. You have to do stuff that is a little different than what you're aware of or you know. And knowing this can be difficult, but it can be a life lesson too. And knowing something can definitely change on how you do it to the point on when and where you do it in your lifetime. Therefore, it's taking the opportunity to get through what you're getting through and not knowing what you can or can't do. What you are doing in life is something different than what you're not doing or progressing or growing. You have to know that it's you who wants to grow or progress, not someone, not someone that you are currently doing or someone who you are doing for you. You can progress, you can degress. But it's up to you to know what you want to do. And playing Pokemon is fun. I love Pokemon. I have cards. I've played Pokemon video games. It's pretty fun. I haven't yet to beat some of the Pokemon games, but it's about working on it. Mostly working on it. Pretty difficult, but I'm working on it nonetheless, and it's coming along. I will say it's coming along pretty nicely. So it's pretty coming along pretty nicely. It's one of the ones that's, you know, up there and out there. But knowing that, you can outpick it, do more of like the levelness of it, not knowing that you can come up it, but it's kind of like you know, you're bringing yourself down, but kind of putting yourself back into reality to play those games again and bringing it back. You are pretty much bringing it back, the video games, like Pokemon and such, and you are just doing it with your heart's content and bringing it back and taking it away, not playing it ever again. And knowing that, you can do what you have or haven't done in your lifetime, or wherever you've done it, or how you've done it. So you could do it that way, or any other way, playing either that's playing Pokemon or any other game, such as, like I said, any other game. But one of the games that I really want to play is Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I've heard it's good, I've heard it's grand, and I've heard it's great. But not many people enjoy it. That's okay, not everyone has to like the exact same things, and not everyone has to like the exact same things that you like. Like, for example, not everyone has to like the exact same t-shirts you like. Not everyone has to like the exact same movies you like. Not everyone has to like the exact same video games you like. Not everyone has to like the exact same things, hobbies, or anything that brings you joy. to you. Not everyone has to, you know, bring that way or be that way. Okay? No. You are that way. What makes you you is you. You have your own opinions. You have your own ways of what you enjoy and what you don't. Okay? Okay. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode. Before it closes out, I would like to say something.
Hello!
Idiots. I was driving a Draper's car and they said that that was Gideon's like assignment of some sorts. They said they dropped off the ocean, so you can talk to him.
I was gonna say, he's not home, so I don't know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I'll explain something for you. Alrighty. Guys. Here it is. Please, by all means, guys, do not text while driving. Texting while driving can cause car crashes and car accidents by all of day and night. Texting while driving is bad. Don't do it. I repeat, don't do it. I repeat, do not text while drive. If you text while drive, you will get in the car crash and car accidents. And it does kind of happen more often than you think it does. Because people text while driving and they end up in car crashes and car accidents. So don't text while driving, okay? I'm serious, guys. Do not text while driving. If you do, I will confront you and tell you to get off your phone. Therefore, if you don't want that, then don't text while driving, okay? I'm serious. Don't text while driving, people. Anyways, like I said, don't text while driving. It can lead to car accidents, car crashes, and so many ways. So, wait until you park at a building to text. Or you could do it while you're waiting for the red light to go green. And, as long as you look up. But if you're driving while it's doing it, no. But even then, when you're stopped, don't try not to do it. You can do it with a tinge, but don't do it alone, okay? If you're parked, you can do it. You can text while you park at a building, your business, your work, whatever. But while you're driving, by all means, don't text while driving, okay? Okay, so once again, thank you guys so much for listening to this here podcast. If you guys like to, you know, check out the other podcast episodes, if you guys like this episode, please check out the other episode I made and created that are like that in the past. You can see them. Also, I made so many, and there's gonna be so many yet to come for you guys. It's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be wonderful, it's gonna be breathtaking, and you guys are gonna enjoy it. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. I have three. Medias, and I'm gonna go by these ones really fast, okay? I have a YouTube channel called Estewd, that is E-S-T-E-W Creativity. Then I have an Instagram account, which is Estewd21122, that is Estewd21122, E-S-T-E-W 21122, or E-S-T-U-W 21122, one of those about to work. And then you got my Discord username, which is Estewd21 hashtag 8371. That is 8371. Estewd21 hashtag 8371. You can follow me on Instagram, You can also follow me on Discord. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please do it. And also, don't forget to subscribe to this here podcast that you listen to right here, right now, on this lovely and amazing and awesome podcast. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll see you guys on the flip side. I will see you guys on the flip side.